WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Strong Starts. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to kickstart your day, your week, heck, your entire life. I'm Dylan Brooks, and trust me, I get it, mornings can be rough. Between the snooze button battles and that ever-present question, what am I even doing with my life? Sometimes you just need a little something-something to get you going. That's where stoicism comes in, folks. It's not some ancient philosophy reserved for bearded dudes in togas. It's about practical wisdom for navigating the chaos of everyday life. And today, we're diving into something crucial. Self-awareness. Ever felt like you were just drifting through your day? Like a leaf caught in a current, reacting instead of deciding? You know that feeling when you're doing something and realize you have zero clue why you're doing it? Yeah, not ideal. That's where self-awareness comes in, understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, even those little quirks that make you, you. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways to boost your self-awareness game right now. First things first, pay attention to your emotions. Don't just brush them aside like they're pesky flies buzzing around. Take a moment, really feel them, what triggers them. What are you feeling physically? This isn't about labeling yourself as happy or sad, it's about getting specific. Are you feeling anxious because of a looming deadline? Or maybe frustrated because your morning coffee was lukewarm? Identifying the source helps us address it, instead of just letting it simmer and blow up later. Second, become aware of your thought patterns. We're constantly thinking, sometimes without even realizing it. Notice those recurring thoughts, are they positive or negative? Do they tend to be helpful or unhelpful? Like that inner critic that's always whispering doubts in your ear. Identifying these patterns is the first step to changing them. Third, listen to your body. It's an amazing source of information. Pay attention to how different situations make you feel physically energized, drained, tight, relaxed. This can reveal a lot about what truly matters to you and what drains your energy. Do certain activities leave you feeling exhilarated? Or are there things that consistently make your stomach churn? Next up, get honest with yourself. We all have weaknesses, blind spots, and areas we'd rather not admit to. But true self-awareness requires brutal honesty. Ask tough questions. What are you avoiding? Where do you need to grow? What excuses are you making that aren't really serving you? This might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's the only way to truly unlock your potential. Finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged chanting for hours, although if that works for you, rock on. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your senses and thoughts without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, your breath, your body. This can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your overall awareness. Here's something I've noticed. When you're truly self-aware, you become less reactive. Ever had one of those days where you felt like you were on edge snapping at everyone? Yeah, that's usually a sign of low self-awareness. Our emotions are hijacking us before we even have a chance to process them. But when you know your triggers, your patterns, and what makes you tick, you can choose how to respond instead of just reacting. For example, imagine this. You're in a meeting, and your boss throws out a suggestion that you disagree with. Now, the automatic reaction might be to jump up and argue your point. But if you're self-aware, you might pause for a second, take a deep breath, and consider why you feel so strongly about it. Are you just feeling defensive? Or is there a genuine reason to push back? The simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Remember, increasing self-awareness isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of exploration and discovery. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Are you ready to start paying closer attention to your thoughts, feelings, and patterns? Remember, the more self-aware you become, the more empowered you are to live a life that is truly authentic and meaningful. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a solid share it with someone who could use a little boost of self-awareness in their life. Until next time, keep those stoic vibes flowing and rock your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.